Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got, we got a really short segment here. Because you kept going on about Cal.
Well, let's spend this time
talking about slobbering all over Cal.
This weekend, John and I were inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
No, we weren't.
On Friday?
No, we weren't.
Well, we were.
We're going to be inducted in November.
Yeah, and I want listeners to come.
September 30th, we're having a listener party. Mm-hmm. September 30th is we're going to have a listener celebration party. So maybe we can do something there. Chance is going to come for sure. When I saw the list of people that are in, like, the Mighty Gwynn made it.
No, he didn't. Okay. It's a different guy.
Yeah. No.
It's not Dylan.
No. But this guy was the Mighty Gwynn too.
Yeah.
His name is Gwynn, but he went by the Mighty Gwynn.
Right.
It's not Dylan. It's Matt Gwynn mm-hmm. who made it.
Right.
So I was like, I thought it was Dylan. I was like, this guy, the Mighty Gwynn, made it, so I don't know how great it is. No. And Chance was like, no, do you know who that is? Chance said, that's my godfather. It's Chance's godfather, and he got him into, he's the guy that got Chance into the entertainment business, because he's the one who inspired Chance to, you know, go after and do it. And Chance became a program director for radio stations. He had his, you know, the chank sound. He does all, he's so talented with different instruments and whatnot. And Chance was like, I was going to come to see you guys, but now I have to go because this guy who inspired me to get into the business is going to be inducted too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be November 2nd. It's in Kilgore, Texas. It's very difficult because of the lack of any hotels in Kilgore. It's not a booming metropolis, so that makes it a little bit more difficult.
Well, they have hotel rooms right now, but yeah, you wouldn't want to. If you do want to go, you certainly don't have to.
I would try to get
John's going to have room in his hotel, so you can stay, probably get crash three or four on
his floor. My wife.
But three or four could crash on your floor, unfortunately. Mine is already, we're just bringing all of our kids, so they're already on the floor.
So they're already taking up the floor, right? Yeah. Del, where are you staying?
You don't want to know. His house. He's putting his headphones on.
Where am I staying? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Kilgore.
I don't want to give you the address because I don't want people showing up, but it'll be in League City.
League City, which is right next to Kilgore?
No.
Not next to Kilgore.
It's not next to Kilgore at all.
Well, wait a minute. There's no League Cities right by Kilgore that you can get over
I think
the induction ceremony.
No, the implication is that I'll be at home.
It's a lot like Cooperstown. It's a lot like Canton. Kilgore is. Once it's time for the Hall of Fame to roll in there, everything books up. So you got to be aggressive because it's very, very similar. The Texas Radio Hall of Fame is very similar to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I used my new power. I told my wife and I used it on my kids too. As a Hall of Famer, what I'd like to see happen in this house, and so far the wife, I only used it once on the wife.
Yeah.
As a Hall of Famer, this is what I'd like to see happen between the two of us tonight.
Yeah.
And and up to this point, she just said, well, let's see what happens, which meant I knew that
nothing's
happening. But I also, now I'm going to start using it a little bit more, and I'm going to see how far along I can get with demanding things because I'm a Hall of Famer.
Well, here's what you tell your kids. I mean, do you think you're ever going to get to the Hall of Fame doing mm-hmm. something like that?
Mm-hmm.
If that's not the way to get to the Hall of Fame.
Next okay? time Snacks has his first zero, I'm just going to say, let me tell you something. You are embarrassing. I'm a Hall of Famer, and I don't need to have these zeros coming back. You got a lot to live up to in this family.
Right.
Okay? And right. I'm going to do something like that. I'm going to try to use that. So bully him with that.
They've got a Super Bowl winning offensive line coach for a grandfather.
Yeah, right. But he's not in any kind of Hall of Fame.
And a radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right. Texas radio one. Hall of Famer.
Do we get rings? Do we get rings,
Do you get
John?
Golden microphones or something?
Yeah.
No, it's a jacket.
Oh, how about if they give you golden
jackets.
Headphones so you can keep them and use them?
Yeah. How about if you
somebody
got a
probably
set
steal them just like they stole them out of my office?
Yeah, that seems like
that happened. Okay.
We did
you should get headphones. Absolutely should get headphones.
Wait, we talked
this.
About Deion Sanders is now – Deion's got a list of people he hates and doesn't like now. Matt Harkrider said apparently he had heard Deion's issue with CBS has to do with them ranking him next to last as a coach in his conference. So CBS.com ranked him next to last in his conference. I did see that. I did see that, by the way. I remember seeing that. So he won't answer a question for a Denver TV station?
No,
I mean, that's like us being ESPN. Yeah, we're ESPN Radio as a brand. We don't have anything to do with Bristol.
Did he say? Right. Did the guy say CBS Sports Denver? Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Deion said, oh, you're CBS. You can't. Why? Because some random person.
And by the way, that was on the website.
Yeah.
The website, which has nothing to do with CBS Sports.
Yeah.
I don't care. It is what it is. I mean, I'm sorry. You're not going to be. I'll look you eye to eye, man to man, and told you what I had to tell you.
It's nothing against you.
It's nothing against you. I told you that. But y'all got to stop talking out of the side of your neck.
What? No, that's not how people talk out of this, unless they got that thing.
You're talking out the side of your neck.
Well, that's the front of their neck, not the side of
it. Dell knows the phrase.
I've heard it before, yeah.
Yeah. No one else does.
It means you're talking crazy. That's what it means. Because no one would talk outside of their neck unless they're talking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means.
Well,
it sounds crazy, right?
Talk
out
is,
you know, it sounds crazy to talk out the side of your neck, right? That's
if you're
what he means.
You're saying crazy stuff. You're talking out the side of your neck means you're talking crazy.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Deion was talking crazy. Deion's got to go. Deion, I hope he gets slapped around so hard in the Big 12. And then he's going to be the Cowboys coach. It couldn't be better.
The Cowboys
couldn't be
coach?
Better.
What do you mean the Cowboys coach?
Oh, he's the next Cowboys coach.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Deion couldn't last. He couldn't last through a camp. I mean, are you kidding?
Deion is going to be the next coach.
He would
of the Cowboys.
Not. He can't deal with Dallas media. Not as a coach. No chance. He would lose his mind.
Watch.
He can't handle Colorado.
Why?
And who all loves him?
And they're all rooting for him.
They all cheer for him and suck up to him. Like he didn't like a graphic where he was compared, where somebody on .com. Gave, like he's like the Kevin Durant of coaches.
No, he's awful. Next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Watch. I'm going to talk right now about Brinkman because we got to catch up a little bit here. We got to catch up on breaks, and we got to talk about Brinkman. We got to talk about Brinkman Quality Roofing. I got to talk about you taking care of your roofs. I got to talk about you if you have to if you need new shingles, if you have to redo your roof, do it with the Solar Power Shingles. They're shingles. It's not a giant glass up there that looks terrible, and you just don't want that for your roof. How about shingles that are solar that you can get your solar power? It pays literally, and you're gonna have your roof on your house for how long, right? It pays for itself with the electricity savings. Literally pays for itself within seven years. You're going to be in this house forever. This is the most important buy that you've ever had is your house. You're going to let that roof stand in the way of you getting – first of all, if your roof isn't taken care of, you're not going to – and anything happens, the rain or hail or something comes through and ruins your home, you're not getting paid by the insurance company because you never took care of your roof. You've got to have Brinkman Quality come over. BrinkmanQuality.com. They come to your home and they'll give you a clean bill of health. You've got that documentation that you actually took care of your roof. They've got $200 off on re-roofing right now. They're the best. 50 years in business. They've got every single kind of roof you could possibly want. They fix more roofs of people that come and knock on your door saying they can do your roof. They can't. Get with a quality roofer. 281-480-7663, 281-480-7663, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The big news over the weekend. Well, I mean, I don't know that I was as excited about watching a basketball game as I was watching the men, watching Steph Curry in the last minute of that basketball game. The shots that he was putting up, the pressure, and him putting them to sleep a couple of times, it was fantastic. I know there is a lot of bitching and moaning about. Did you hear LeBron talking about Steve Kerr? Mm-mm. What an idiot he was, of how he's not playing Jason Tatum.
Wait, what? LeBron didn't call him an idiot, did he?
Yeah. LeBron was. Dell, you got that sound? LeBron was recorded off air.
Who snitched? Who did that?
I don't know who recorded him, but it's him talking about how dumb Steve Kerr was for not playing. Now, with AI and everything else, I'm going to believe that it really was. Dell,
nobody has that. Don't fall for that. It's a trip. It's a trap.
Okay.
That's a trap. I would not believe that, to be honest with you. Kerr is such a effing idiot. Alleged, this is from Sportskeeda. Well, fans confused by AI-generated audio of LeBron James and Kevin Durant slamming Steve Kerr.
Okay.
It sounds like it does. And this is why the guy from Google, who is in charge of all this stuff, like he's an older guy, he's basically created AI. He was at the forefront. He said, within 2 years, you will not know what is real and what is not. It's going to cause a massive amount of issues. LeBron James never said that.
He never said that.
That was AI generated. Now, Steve Kerr did have a real quote that he was, I didn't say caught. After the game, head coach Steve Kerr spoke about LeBron James. What a blessing to coach him finally after all these years of coaching against him and trying to figure out how to beat him. To watch him up close, I've said this these past few weeks, just to see his approach, to see his professionalism, how coachable he is. Then, of course, how gifted he is at everything. At every part of the game, he seems to have mastered. I'm thrilled to have been able to coach him at least for 6 weeks. I am a LeBron fan for life. I had to tell you, I know different people are going to have different issues with LeBron James or whatever. He's the greatest athlete I've ever seen. You can't play – I've never seen anyone play at this level for over 20 years. Like, the level has fallen off very little. Physically, he's still a dominant physical player. Production-wise, he's still a dominant player. Like, I've never – and you see the gray beard that he has now. This is truly staggering that LeBron has played at this level for this long. And he's the greatest physical wonder that we've ever seen in any sport, I think, to play at this level physically. It's truly incredible. But on top of that, you've got Steve Kerr talking about who he is. Like, LeBron doesn't get in trouble off the field. LeBron James does take leadership roles. And LeBron James did a great job of making sure that the men's team, you know, that the ball was distributed properly. Like, never did it feel like he was heavy-handed at all in there. Kerr did what Kerr did. But you're mentioning Steve Kerr, but there were some moments where KD was absolutely magnificent through the Olympics. And LeBron James with a triple-double. LeBron James was magnificent. Joel Embiid went from bad to having a really good game the other day. I think LeBron, you know, I'm never going to get into this. Look, what about now? Now do you think he's the GOAT? Jordan is the greatest that I ever saw. And it's simply not going to change because LeBron won a medal. I mean, Michael Jordan is the reason that international basketball took off. It's because everyone, the Dream Team and Michael Jordan is, and Nike is one of the reasons why all these sons of Jordans over the years have come out. It's why international basketball took off, is Jordan was that kind of sensation. However, you know, the Dream Team, like, That dream team had an older Magic Johnson who had retired. It had Larry Bird, who was at the end of his career, and they had a bunch of good players, but they had been in the league for a long time. This dream team was better as a basketball team than that dream team to me.
Yeah, and I was watching it, and you know, that dream team thing about whether or not this team would be. Although, you know, there are guys with, you know, just a couple or three NBA players on their teams that were up by 17 on them. Serbia up, yeah. You know, France is right up to the. Yeah, I don't, you know.
Is that being, by the way, are we discussing it? I think one of the things that Steph Curry's, you know what we don't talk about now is the fact that France is within three late in the fourth quarter against an NBA all-star team. Like, with guys, a lot of guys who don't play in the NBA, Nicholas Batum, that guy wouldn't even get a sniff of the top five. If you said, okay, we're going to have the top 50 players, he wouldn't be in the top 50 players for an Olympic team.
He was a rotation player.
He was.
For a playoff team this
Serbia
past year.
Serbia and France. Well,
Evan Fournier. I mean, they're just guys. Now, they're NBA guys. Yeah. And you know what? The guys that the Dream Team played against weren't.
Who was the best non-American in the 92 Olympics?
Who was the best non-American?
Yeah, who was the guy who was playing for another team?
That's the difference. I think there were three NBA players then, and now there's like 27 or something crazy like that. It's night and day. The team that the NBA has to play against now, like, this is with the international basketball explosion. You have Fournier, and you have Batum, and obviously Wemby. But I think the difference is that Serbia, guys we've never heard of in Serbia, guys we've never heard of in France, the level of basketball where they play overseas is much better than it used to be. Well, substantially better. And you know why? A lot of American coaches go over there as well to teach them. And basketball matters more to those countries now.
It was a little bit different. Like, Brazil had Oscar. Those guys used to play together all year long, as opposed to these teams that are just put together for a month. Those guys used to play together, and that's why we had to get the Dream Team in here, because we had the Brazils and other countries and Spains that actually were better than our college players. That's why they put together the Dream Team. And they would have been – listen – there would have been more guys if the NBA had expanded their search for players. There would have been more international players in the NBA at the time. It's a worldwide roster that we're picking.
Well, we had international players playing for the U.S. team. Now the question would have been, if Nigeria was pushing basketball like they're actually doing now, would Dream have played for the U.S.?
Yeah, maybe not.
Patrick Ewing. Is he Jamaican?
Jamaican, yeah.
He might have still played for U.S., but the push and growth that started with the Dream Team internationally, you may have seen guys like Dream. And you know what? I'm going to play for Nigeria here. I mean, Joel Embiid had the opportunity.
Might have been a great honor to go back to Lago, play on that team. But, you know, a lot of those guys had been in the league for at least 9 years then, like Dream. They came out in that 84 draft, so Dream in 92. I guess they had played 8 years, so... But a lot of those guys were on the backside of their career, at least on the – because remember, they played 3 and 4 years of college back then. So it was totally different, but from an age standpoint. But
did you hear Kenny Atkinson? He was in a huddle. You talk about Americans going over there. He was on the French coaching staff.
Was he really?
Yes. They were playing Canada, and he just ripped into Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, he's not leading the huddle, but he's talking to his team, and he's like, all he does is flop. Back away from him. All Shea does is flop. So I imagine someone will hear that. Shea will hear that. And when Kenny Atkinson, who's he coaching right now? He just took the job someplace.
Yeah, where did he? He has a background with Houston.
Detroit, doesn't he?
I'll look it up. But I imagine that'll get played for Shea, and someone will ask him about it when they see each other. But I just thought it's funny. Like, in English, he's yelling at the French team. All he does, just back away from him and let him shoot. Kenny Atkinson is the new coach for the Cavs.
Well, he's got head coach?
He's got a good squad.
Then he may see Shea.
Him at least twice.
But he's familiar with his game.
Yes.
When we come back, our punter. Talk about ship talk. What about our punter? We got to get to that on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing. No, let's talk about Billy Brown. Let's talk about your need for a plumber. You don't – okay, there were a lot of plumbers out there playing basketball, all right, but they're not real plumbers. Real plumbers come to your home and they fix huge problems. And when you've got a leak, you've got pipes that aren't working, you've got water pressure that's not good, you've got dirty tankless water heaters that you haven't cleaned, you've got pipes that are, you've got sinks that are stopped up that you can't, even Drano won't fix, whatever. You got the best plumbers in the, I think, the best guys that I've ever seen, all right? And that's Billy Brown's guys. I didn't know a lot of plumbers before Billy, Lance, but I got to know their guys, and they're spectacular.
Don't need to know anyone else once you know Billy Brown and once you know Aqueduct Plumbing Company, because their plumbers are so trustworthy. They come over, they explain everything to you really, really well. And whether the job is a big job or small job, whether it's a remodel job, it doesn't matter. They can come over there, take a look at it. They don't charge you for coming out and taking a look at it. And they will get it fixed. And whatever you need to have fixed or done to improve the element, you know, the quality of life at your home, whether it's water pressure, installing a tankless water heater, that's your company. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So our punter, I kind of like this. But he's going to get lit up if he keeps on doing stuff like this.
You're talking about Townsend.
Tommy Townsend.
Yeah.
He punted one that was muffed, right? And the Texans recovered, short field, scored, touchdown, Texans. And he's running down the field. You're going to hear the audio. He's running down the field, and you can just make it, barely make it out. Adele, you got it? Okay. But I don't know. Do you like this kind of bravado out of your punter?
Well, let me hear it.
Well, you haven't heard it yet. You haven't seen this.
I haven't seen Tommy Townsend.
No, Tommy Townsend, yeah. He had the punt that was, it was muffed, and he comes down the field, and he's screaming at him. And I don't know if you're going to – I'll translate it if you can't hear it. Here is Tommy Townsend running down the field after the muff punt.
Lineman. Look at this kick. It carries late. A muff punt, and it's recovered by the Texans. The muff by Quez Watkins as that punt continued to carry off the foot of Tommy Townsend. And Houston wants a defensive lineman.
Did you hear that?
No.
He's screaming, catch the ball, bitch.
No.
Yes.
He said that to the opposing team?
Yes, to the opposing team.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why does a punter want to invite?
Bitch.
Why do you want the? Oh, my God. Listen to Tommy Townsend say that.
Listen.
Bye. Bitch.
No, he didn't say it like that. That was the bench. That was a
oh, yeah. Bitch. That lady is the one who said bench.
Bench.
Oh, did you hear that one?
You yeah. Bitch.
Oh, come on.
What? Oh, that
catch
was.
Catch the ball.
That was
bitch.
Stephen A. That's Stephen A. That's not Tommy Townsend.
You don't know.
No, I do know. That's Stephen A.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. I may be isolated.
You don't know.
Let's see again. You think right, it's Stephen A,
hear.
But you don't know.
Let's hear.
You don't
do
know.
Do it again.
Once a defensive lineman, always a sneaky defensive lineman. Look at this kick. It carries late. A muff punt, and it's recovered by the Texans. The muff by Quez Watkins as that punt continued to carry off the foot of Tommy Townsend.
You and bitch.
Did you
right
hear
there,
Tommy Townsend say that? He must have hit a field mic because that was really clear.
he said, catch the ball, bitch. Okay? That's what he said.
Does he have it out for that returner? Does he yell that at any returner who muffs a punt?
I don't know why he cares that he didn't catch the ball. He should be happy about it.
Who's number 16 for the Steelers? Do they have a history? Who's he yelling at?
Hold on. Let me check my Steelers.
Why is he screaming at him?
Why is he? Oh, it was Quez Watkins, they said.
So do they?
Well,
I guess,
he played at Philadelphia.
So I saw him in a Super Bowl, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe Watkins said something to him.
Maybe.
Man, I had no idea that our punter had beef with him. But he came from the Patriots. I mean, not the Patriots, the Chiefs, man. They're used to winning. So maybe he's got some enemies. Wow, we couldn't have any enemies. How could anyone be and have enemies? Our enemies were from within, like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. Our enemies were from within.
Number
16.
Not only did we have that, but did you guys see what Jaren Duran did?
Yes.
Jaren Duran apparently dropped an F-bomb, not the
He's already apologized.
No, he did. He said, you effing F.
Yeah.
He dropped back-to-back F-bombs.
Two F-bombs.
One with three, four letters
and one with three letters.
Starts with an F and ends with a T.
But his own fans.
Right.
But he didn't just, he didn't shorten it. He went with the full word.
Yeah.
He dropped the full word.
He went to six letters.
I've noticed the three-letter word is making a little bit of a comeback as people are saying, look, we're recapturing this. This does not mean the slur against gay people.
No.
Yeah. Actually, I have heard that.
Does the six-letter word, is that a slur, though?
The G-G-O-T
I believe that remains a slur.
I've never seen anyone bold enough to try that out.
Well, he did it publicly.
He was caught by the field, Mike. It was somebody said, "You can't even hit it with a tennis racket." One of his own fans was yelling at him. This is what the Astros do to people. They make them act crazy, like they make people crazy, especially at Fenway. I bet the fans hate when the Astros come in because they know they're about to get the living piss kicked out of them.
And well, that was an ass whooping all weekend, though. That was an ass whooping. The Astros just,
and look at the final game. What a complete demolish! And can I mention the fact that at one point during the game, the Astros had three of the there are currently 10 players in the American League who are hitting 300, and at one point the Astros had, he's hitting 299 now, but you had Yiner Diaz. Yiner Diaz has been up over 300 now.
Yeah,
Yiner Diaz is a 300 hitter. Who's got 61 RBIs? He's going to end the season with potentially close to 80 RBIs and hitting 300. Yordan is fifth in the league. I think Altuve seventh or eighth, I believe. They're both hitting 300. Like, there's only 10 players in the American League hitting 300 right now. And the Astros, for a couple of at-bats, were one of those. Yiner Diaz, so Yordan's on a tear right now. Altuve's having a great year. But can we give Yiner the love he deserves? Yiner Diaz is great with men in scoring position. And this guy is going to be a 300 hitter. He'll probably end up with about 14 home runs now. The home runs have started to pick up a little bit.
Yeah, but his pop was not there.
No, but he's his run production has lot. Been, though.
What? The what?
His run production
RBIs?
Has.
No, he's been great. But the only thing that's been – it's really – after last year, it's a little alarming how little pop he has.
But it's been better lately, though.
Yeah. He crushed one in Boston. That was fantastic. But everybody crushed. Yordan in Boston was, I mean, and he's right. The Red Sox manager. He said he's David Ortiz.
Yeah. You're talking about our guy, the cheater. The guy who led the cheating. We would have never cheated if not for
Alex Cora.
Alex Cora.
Yeah, he.
Everyone else was doing it the right way except for Cora and Beltran. That was it.
So let me ask you a question. Is he David Ortiz?
You called him very early on. Who was this?
McCovey.
Willie McCovey.
You call him that? The Pittsburgh?
Not Dave Parker.
No,
Willie Stargell?
Did you call him that? Or was it
McCovey? No, it was Willie McCovey.
Willie McCovey.
I mean,
David Ortiz is pretty good.
David Ortiz is pretty good.
No, it's a pretty good comparison. I mean, you know, different types of people, obviously. But
I think Cora said everybody would pick Judge as the best hitter, but I think he said I'd pick Yordan.
I think Yordan is a better pure hitter in terms of mechanics and the way he goes to all fields. But, I mean, it's hard to – How do you argue against Aaron Judge production? You can't. I mean, his production's been better than Yordan's. But as far as a guy who can get up there and hit different types of pitches and his approach at the plate, I'll bet you baseball people think the approach at the plate is better with from Yordan. Of course, I say that against a guy who's hitting 50 home runs in multiple seasons. So,
yeah, right. Oh, my God. He's well, Judge is fantastic. There's no question. Judge is fantastic. But Yordan is – when he is on. Now, Yordan goes through his lulls now.
Yeah, no. More so than Judge does.
Yes. Yeah. But he is fantastic. My brother is in Croatia right now, and he just sent me a picture of the steps that they used in King's Landing. This is where I think Shame came from.
Yeah.
The
they film in some instances they film in Croatia. King's Landing is one of those.
When I was in Spain, when we were in Spain, I went to one of the places where they filmed there were some dragons that flew in, and remember when all the people wanted to kill where the Khaleesi there was some kind of thing where the dragons came in and Khaleesi, there was a meeting. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is where they filmed that." So they filmed all over the world. Like, there were multiple locations. And Croatia, I knew Croatia was one of them, but I didn't realize that's where it was.
Dubrovnik.
Dubrovnik, right?
So Croatia. It's where the Walk of Atonement began. At those steps.
Is the Walk of Atonement, is that a known thing? Or is that just the Walk of Atonement only known from Game of Thrones? Is there a historical Walk of Atonement?
No, I think that's just from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shame.
Your brother
didn't
get any feces thrown on him, did he, when he was walking?
No, I don't know. I'll ask him.
The credits, I mean, not the credits. The extras weren't there, so I don't think he had any feces thrown at him.
Well, the people there, though, that's really cool, really neat. I mean, it is. It looks like you're in the Game of Thrones. I asked him, what do you remind you of, the Spanish Steps? It looks just like Spanish Steps, too. But it's the Walk of Atonement. That's cool stuff. 713-780-3776. Well, we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There was nothing else that we missed, right, though? We missed.
I've got one thing. So the U.S. bungled. In the 4x100 meter, so we're the fastest nation in 100 meters. Our women's track team slaughtered. Our track team did great. Noah Lyles ended up winning the 100 in one of the most incredible finishes you'll ever see. Then we get the 4x100. The U.S. in the very first baton pass screws it up. They end up finishing in seventh place. Did you realize, John, did you see the stat? The U.S. has not medaled for 5 consecutive Olympics. 5 consecutive Olympics, they have not medaled in a 4x100. The fastest country on the planet. Mm. Well, I guess now that what's his name? From Jamaica. Who's the super fast? Not Otto Bolden.
Bolt?
Yeah, Usain Bolt. Now that Usain Bolt is gone, and some of the Jamaicans aren't allegedly cheating as much. We see the U.S. Yeah. How is the U.S.? We haven't even gotten a bronze in 5 years.
That's crazy.
I mean, 5 Olympics, not 5 years. 5 Olympics.
The 4x100.
4x100. The U.S. hasn't even medaled for 5 consecutive Summer Olympics. That is an astonishing turn of events.
We will in Los Angeles when they're here. Oh, yeah, boys, and we're going. We're going when they're here.
All three of us are going.
What's going? We're all going. Oh, and not only tickets in Houston, because we got to hook up with the Texans organization, but L.A. here, too. And this is probably
who has the hookups with the Texans?
I do. We interviewed them, remember?
We interviewed the Texans?
No, we interviewed not Fitz. What's his name?
They don't get the World Cup.
Oh yeah, no. I know, but we're going to get tickets through NRG. Oh yeah. Our boy there that we interviewed when we were promoting the soccer.
He was somewhat non-committal to your
Oh no, he it's
your gestures
it's a
of trying
deal.
To get
it's
tickets
lock.
On the
he
air.
Never. No,
it's a lock
because I don't think they have any say. So I think it's purely through FIFA.
I don't care what. Yes, no, it's a lock. It's done. Okay. No, I could tell by his
he was
tone
just
of his
about
voice.
To say I don't care when you mean to the people who decide where to get tickets or not. You
don't care what they say.
You don't care what they say or think.
No, it's a done deal. It's a done deal.
And how are you getting tickets there?
My wife? And that I know.
Wait a minute. They're not. Is ABC broadcasting the Olympics?
No, but I'm sure we'll be able to. No,
if I were NBC, I would squeeze ABC out of it.
We're going to scam some somehow. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
And I have faith in you getting there.
The U.S. team probably plays here, too, I would imagine.
What do you mean probably plays there?
They'll put the U.S. team here.
Oh, for which one? World
one of the
Cup
games.
Or?
One of the games, yeah.
World or Cup. Olympics. I bet you they are.
It depends on who they play and what the crowd might be like.
Hold on. So you're getting us World Cup tickets for sure, right?
World Cup is it's a lock.
Okay.
Okay. Not a lock so much.
The U.S. No,
you've said it multiple times.
I would say look at when the group stage come. Not group. The when they set the groups, see who is in the U.S.'s group before you guarantee that they're going to be in Los Angeles.
Oh, we're going to have a good group. Don't worry.
No, I mean, if
Iran.
No,
if they're even allowed.
If they're
to
a
compete.
Latin American country,
well,
South America country,
no,
South America, you might not
want
to put the U.S. in
Ireland.
LA.
Here's
we're
what
not
going
to have like Argentina.
I want, doesn't have to be Argentina.
Ireland, Serbia, and we got Panama.
Turks and
we got to get some. We got to get some.
No, that's not.
We got some payback coming.
They
for
don't
Panama.
Salt the group that way. It depends on where the U.S. is ranked, and they pull like little balls out of a
sure
hopper
they
too.
Do, Dale.
I've seen it in every World Cup.
Pat Ewing got
Haiti,
to the Lakers,
Turks
got to the
and Caicos,
Knicks.
Haiti.
So how come when the Copa was here,
because they don't like us? In
how
Copa?
Come Uruguay was in our group? How come we couldn't have
because
us off
they
the
don't
touch?
Like us in that? But in the Olympics, where the but
the Olympics or the
Los
World Cup?
Los Angeles owns
World Cup.
He's talking
oh
about
yeah,
World
that's
Cup.
Right. That's
yeah,
right.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's right. We're World Cup.
Oh no, they like us now because we're the host country.
Yeah, we gave them a bunch of money.
There are two other hosts too. We're not the only host country.
Well, we're the best.
Not on
we're
the
field. Best of the. Oh, of the three. Okay, we first of all we don't have any drones that we're shooting people. Right,
shooting? Oh, you mean filming? Okay.
Yeah, oh no, we
shoot
people.
Drones shoot people.
We shoot people with our drones.
We will shoot people with our drones.
You know, we do that.
We're on the record.
I'm talking about shooting practices, which is worse. And then
not really, but
and then Mexico. We just threw them in there. Okay.
And Canada as well.
Yeah, they only get a couple of games. Stop.
Canada.
All right, it's not like
it's
gonna
be too cold in the summer for them to have games.
You do know how weather works, right?
Yeah, but if you go too far north.
Well, how far north do you have to go?
Alberta, probably.
I don't think they're going to have games.
They might.
Toronto and Vancouver, I think are where they're going to have games.
Yeah, those are the main cities. But what about Saskatchewan, where the people are?
Yeah, how come we don't have games?
The blue collar.
How come we're not putting World Cup games in Fargo?
We
can
should.
You imagine? We have
you
baseball
know how cool
games
that would
in
be?
That field of corn or whatever that we
yeah.
have.
Right.
I mean, what about World Cup in Colby, Kansas?
And Waxahachie. Okay.
We're going to play with
them. Why did
I
ask if there was anything else?
I don't
we
know.
We got a
yeah.
break.
Nice job.
If you want it, the best way to do a home loan, there's only one way. Call or text my man, Kent Jones, over at DreamRate. It's something that you have to do. You have got to have a guy who's on your side. I didn't know, and you just keep, when you don't, you just keep signing all, oh, here's this fee, and 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 you're like, wow, that's a lot of fees for different stuff, and Kent Jones is like, dummy, I could have saved you on this fee and that fee, I can save, he saves people all the time, he's been doing it for 30 years, he's got all the best mortgages, he knows when to lock in, you don't know this stuff, you need somebody who's a professional, a guy who's been doing it, a guy who's a Houstonian, who loves the show, he everything about this, the only way to do it, he'll give you a scenario quote, like you tell him, okay, we're going to have, we can put this much down. Here's how much the house is. What is our mortgage going to be on a 15 or a 30? And he's going to be able to tell you. And he can do that over the phone. A lot of places won't do that. And they'll just bother you. If you call them, they'll just bother the snot out of you. It can't ain't about that life. Listen, if you have to do, if you are buying a home, you have to call Dream Rate Mortgage, 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, J. Ken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. New Zealand, their health department has to apologize after a surgeon circumcised a man without his consent. Isn't everyone just about circumcised without their consent?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a child, but if that happens.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind
of. What baby says, hey, let's take some of that off? Take some
off.
Well,
but when you're. So, like, when you're old, if you're getting your hair cut and you have the person cutting your hair, what if they, trim up an eyebrow or whatever? They may not say anything to you. You're like, oh, thanks a lot for taking a little off there, right there. That's good. Yeah, that's little, nice or whatever.
A little off the top.
But you didn't expect that. That's not the same with the circuit.
No.
That's different.
Louisiana Public Service Commission says customers who are saving on electric bills are going to have to pay the utility company for lost profits. Do you feel like that's fair? If I save on my electricity bill, I got to pay you back because you lost profits?
That does not. I'm just going to be honest. Blows. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. A suburban school worker from Harvey, Illinois, was arrested, and she pled guilty to stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings from the school district. $1.5 million of chicken wings?
Well, to be fair, with how the prices are going up, what is that, like 50 chicken wings now?
No, it's a little bit. There's a little bit more. I understand what you're saying. I get it. But I don't think they're that expensive. What are you doing with $1.5 million worth of chicken wings? You got your own chicken wing business going on?
I hope you're selling them, yeah.
Where are you storing all that?
How are you fencing chicken wings?
You two are in some trouble. Excess memes and reply alls are actually bad for the climate.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you said memes.
Explain how reply alls are bad for the climate.
Because you're sending out all of those different to everybody. It's bad for the climate. That's all. Listen.
I don't know how that correlates.
I don't either.
Okay. 60% of the data used by companies is never used again. Personal data tells the same story. I don't know.
Whatever. I'm not listening to
that. You're destroying the planet.
Too long. Didn't listen.
You send these all the time to our group chat. Okay, different memes or different stories. You are destroying our country, our climate. Thanks.
Been saying that about Lance for years. Destroying our country.
Good. Just one meme at a time.
A priest in Austria was arrested for producing crystal meth in the church rectory. How did he get caught? You're so bad at this. I mean, that's the best place.
Someone told on him.
Selling meth, like, look at some of the people who've been showing up here, Father. Sinners. There's some really rough people who keep coming into the...
We welcome all.
Yeah, but they keep coming in over and over to profess their sins.
My son, we are a sanctuary for all.
I mean...
Father, for I sin. Yes, how long has it been since your last confession? The other day, you got that rock? That's not how that's supposed to... You got that rock.
What country is he in?
Was it in the confessional he was dealing rocks?
Oh, what was it here?
It was in Austria.
Put on your accent, Lance.
Yeah, I can't because I'm German. It's basically Germany.
It is.
I don't know how that accent goes.
Well, yeah. You don't know how it goes.
How does the song go? Selling meth in the rectory, Del.
Not the song.
Sell some red meth inside the rec. He wants to play his little Hitler voice. That's what he wants to do.
It's not my voice. It's your voice.
The German one.
What's it sound like when a guy comes out all thrilled because he got some rock from his local priest?
Yeah.
Ich bitte von Claude und Unstein Heidea.
Congratulations, John. Dude, I can't believe you let him just manipulate you.
I was going
like
to play it anyway. I was just trying to way to properly lead into it.
I'm glad that John's your boss.
I was working that out in my head.
That's how you get to the Hall of Fame, Dell. Keep it up.
Yeah, what keep an, it up. What an honor.
That's how you get to the Hall of Fame, Dell.
Keep it up. We're done. The Mopey and Mabe show next. It's the next Hall of Fame show right here on ESPN 97.5. And are you guys in the Hall of Fame yet? Have you been?
No, we're working it. We're making our way.
Mopey and Mapes? I'd be so funny if they went into the Hall of Fame as Mopey and Mapes.
That's not the name of the show.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
Time for me to talk about Houston Safe and Lock. And I was thinking about this before. Derek is awesome. Derek is a great guy, and you'll love Derek. Here's the deal, though. He can redo all of your locks, and it's kind of a big deal, especially if you have a business. And you need to redo your locks. If this is what you guys are responding to, is that you got to have the key fob, you got to have a PIN code, you want to use your phones, your smart devices as credentials, as a way to open up doors. There's a variety of different ways that you can go about it if you're a business. If you're at home and you need to change your locks, look into the Medico, because nobody can rekey. Nobody can make a copy of your key, and you're the only one that can do that. Installation, rekeying, master key systems, access control systems, smart lock installation, Houston Safe and Lock does it all. It's in the name. Lock is in the name. King Safe and Lock as well, which is on I-10 and Wirt. Or you can get over to Houston Safe and Lock, which is at Westheimer and the Beltway. But if you need to rekey, if you need to change your locks, there's one place to go. Houston Safe and Lock, 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.